Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, April 30th, 2014. And in today's podcast, we're going to discuss the escalating war of words between the United States and Russia and discuss the possibility that those words could escalate into conflict, into war. The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry gave the keynote speech yesterday at the Atlantic Council's tribute to NATO, a two-day conference involving NATO and the European Union. That speech is available on the internet. You can watch it on video if you want to, as I did. Mr. Kerry's tone was one of anger, lecturing the Russians while trying to reassure friends in NATO and the European Union. He emphasized the nature of NATO's collective defense framework and the hard work that the United States and Europe put into shaping the post-Cold War era. He said that Russia's actions in Ukraine show that Mr. Putin is playing by a different set of rules. Therein lies the rub, folks. In other words, Mr. Putin is not following the script. He is not obeying the dictates of the new world order, and for that, he must be punished. Mr. Kerry went on to say if Russia continues to stoke unrest in Ukraine, Russia will face further sanctions. It will not just be a grave mistake, he said. It will be an expensive mistake. He went on to accuse Russia of acting deceitfully, in other words, lying, and purposefully destabilizing the region. Nobody should doubt Russia's hand in this, he said. He accused the Russians of ignoring the agreement reached in Geneva just last week and instead of continuing to stoke unrest, we are prepared to go the distance to help NATO defend its members' territory, Mr. Kerry said. We find ourselves in a defining moment for our transatlantic alliance, and this underscores the need for three steps. Then he went on to outline these three steps that this defining moment brings us to. Number one, we cannot allow defense budgets to shrink. NATO calls for members to spend at least 2% of their gross domestic product on defense. That's good news, folks, for the industry of Raytheon and General Dynamics and all the other defense contractors and their stockholders. They should all be very happy about that. Number two, do more together. Immediately, with a sense of urgency to ensure European nations are not dependent on Russia for a majority of their energy. In other words, we've got to help the Europeans find a new source of natural gas. Number three, shift focus more on European defense and away from missions in distant places like Iraq and Afghanistan. Get back to our original role, which is to defend alliance territory and advance transatlantic security. Finally, Mr. Kerry said that we must make it clear to the Kremlin that NATO territory is inviolable. We will defend every single piece of it. So, Russia's an enemy again. President Obama has sent about 600 troops to Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, along with Navy warships to the Black Sea, and 8 fighter jets accompanying the deployment. Just symbolic, perhaps, but Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia border Russia and are all former members of the Soviet Union. The chances of an accidental war are growing by the day, as any one of the daily clashes could escalate accidentally into an incident. Ukraine is not currently a NATO member, and the U.S. has no treaty obligation to defend it against a clash with Russia. But what if that clash escalated to Poland or one of the other countries we just mentioned? Article 5 of the NATO treaty leaves a little bit of wiggle room. It states that an attack on one member is regarded as an attack on all members. But it also says that each of the members shall assist the other party, quote, as it deems necessary, including the use of armed force. Well, we know from past experience that a little bit of wiggle room is all President Obama needs sometimes. In the meantime, the United States levied new sanctions on 7 Russian government officials, as well as 17 companies with links to Putin's close associates. These people include Igor Seshin, the president of state oil company Rosneft, and also the largest oil company in Russia. He is reportedly one of the most powerful men in Russia. Rosneft has a major partnership deal with ExxonMobil. The president of the United States announced these sanctions while in the Philippines, where he signed a 10-year deal to station American troops there. This will interpose these troops in the Philippine dispute with China. What does all this mean, folks? Well, when you go out looking for trouble, you usually find it. At least that's what it means to me. Until next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.